Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
5 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, where boneless Thursdays are going on, guys. Buy one, get one boneless wings. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we're glad that you're here. And here is what we're talking about. Our Falcons. Now you're going, well, we know that, Dukes and Bell. Y'all talk about him every day. Look, nobody spends more time or energy, Mike, because we understand what this team means to our community and what it means to Atlanta. But at the end of the day, some of you are not as frustrated as others. And we asked today at 404-726-0929, where are you at on a scale from 1 to 10? And we got some great calls. Susan called in early. She said, look, I've been watching this team all my life. Here's why I'm frustrated. Here's why I just don't understand. I don't get it. You have every right to feel the way you do. But the reason why we're talking about this is because maybe Mike and I have been a little bit more frustrated than you. Mm-hmm. As we like to say sometimes to our friends, you're too close to it. And so if that's the case, maybe we're not seeing what you're seeing. But, Mike, the evidence today in our poll, in this Dukes and Bell scientific poll, has said that most people feel the way we do about this team.
Yeah, I mean, you feel good about, look, one thing for sure, you feel good. However we got there, you know how I felt about that whole draft week and all that, but it certainly looked now we're in position, you know, because, yeah, maybe if Penix Jr. is doing his job and the offense is scoring points, we will never be picking in the top 10 again. And hopefully we can fix the defense. I think it's balanced. I think everyone is excited about the offense, but frustrated about the defense. And then, you know, yeah, you can, in the conversation, bring in, as all Falcon fans do, or mostly do, the history. And the history then, you know, past becomes prologue, and you feel that, well, we haven't been able to do that, so it won't happen this year. Well, no, 16 was that year that we fixed things. And we almost, I don't have to remind you, but let's see where people's heads are at right now, because we're kind of taking the temperature in the room. And how frustrated are you right now? What's your level? Where are you at?
Yeah. And the reason why, too, guys, is because I'm hoping you don't feel this way in a month. I'm hoping you don't feel however you feel in 2 months, because the reality is things change, and they change fairly quickly. The Commanders were a 4-win team last year. They were in the NFC Championship game this year. Like, that could easily be us. And I know, because of Mike saying the history plays a role, you don't want to believe that.
Right.
And so
it's hard to detach yourself from it.
Yes.
But, you know, and yes, there is a general manager here who's made some moves which maybe raised some eyebrows about the personnel on the defensive side. No one debates the offensive side, Pitts aside. But, yeah, I think if you can just kind of separate. Funny, I told you earlier today, I go get my chiropractor adjustment, and my doctor, he's busting my chops. He goes, man, shoot, as soon as we get to the draft, you'll be high as a kite on this team. You're gonna be. He goes. You're not gonna be Dr. Rose. You'll be. You'll come around. You're not gonna be negative Nelly once the draft comes. You'll get. They'll hit on somebody you were interested in. They'll get them.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. Yes.
Let's hope so.
Please do.
Eric in Kennesaw, welcome in, man. You're on Dukes and Bell. What's your scale? 1 to 10. Are you frustrated or no? Where are you at?
Hey man. Hey. First of all, I want to give my condolences to the people affected by the plane crash this morning. Terrible. I'm going to start off by saying I'm a 5. I'm not going to focus on the negative. We all know what the negatives are on this team.
Right.
I want you guys to remember back, I want to say against the New York Giants, where Michael Penix, he threw a jump pass to Drake London in the end zone, and he didn't connect on it. And he turned right back around and did it again.
Right.
That right there is what this offense has been missing, that element in the red zone. People wonder why we struggle so much in the red zone. It's things like that, that, you know, that kind of lifts us up, you know, and it kind of reminds me of the good old days of, you know, Julio and Matt. You know, we didn't do it enough, but it just made me happy to be able to see that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I have high hopes for our offense, and I'm just hoping that, you know, maybe we can see a little bit more of that. I don't think our defense is going to be that good, but hey, maybe our offense can cover their butts like we did in 2016. What do you guys think?
Well, we talked about it. It was actually, I think it was the Carolina game where he went back to Drake in the end zone, because it looked like this is something we used to talk all the time about with Matt and Julio. And why couldn't, we got Pitts. We thought Pitts would be that guy, but they're able to go back to it. He knows he's got it, that whatever the play, no, we're going back to this. We got this and we did it. And they executed it, you know, and then West Durham go 9-5, you know, and that's the call. And that's something that you can certainly feel excited about going into next season. You got a guy, the alpha dude at quarterback, who's super accurate.
Yes.
You know, and can make those plays we need made in the red zone.
Those are definitely reasons to feel good. And I'm glad you said 5. Because what I'm telling you is, let's turn the temperature down. Maybe we got to turn it down a little bit. Norris in Gainesville, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Norris, where are you at? Scale 1 to 10, man.
Frustration level is at a 9.
Okay.
Teetering on a 10.
Why?
I'll be honest with you. I'm dangling from the cliff of optimism here. Just based off of, I called Andy and Randy before the season ever ended. We operate under the term of insanity. We continuously do the same things over and over again, expecting the same result. It's never changed. And they disagreed with me, which is their opinion, and that's fine. But I still stand strong on the fact that we operate like we're insane. We build the offense, and we always leave the defense behind. And it starts up top. Even back when it was Matt Ryan, it was build the offense, and we'll outscore everybody.
Right.
And that just, it's never changed. And we haven't swayed from that at all. And I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but it boils down to, it's coming from above. It's not, and I guarantee you, it's not a situation where Ra got here and was like, I need another wide receiver. I need another running back. I need another tight end. Mm-hmm. No, he's a defensive-minded coach. I guarantee you, he looked at our defense and said, good God, what do I have here? And that's exactly what we've been saying the entire time. And I'll end this by saying something that's probably controversial in a lot of ways, but send Rich McKay back to Tampa Bay. That's where he belongs now.
Well, they maintain that he's not involved in the football side. I've been scolded over saying that, so we'll take him at face value. And what they say about Rich, he's involved with United, but I understand. The thing that he talked about, and this is where the frustration creeps in, because he's right. I mean, one thing you can compare is we try to avoid the history, but there is correlation between Carl Thomas Dimitroff and our current general manager, Terry Fontenot, and they do really well in the skill positions, but they struggle in the trenches on the defensive side. You could make that argument.
I would say this, Norris, and thank you for calling, man. And look, I'm glad, you know, we can have this discourse where you call Andy and Randy, you call us. We're glad you listen to the radio station. But the bottom line is, it's an offensive league. Everybody knows it. You look at the two teams that are heading to this year's Super Bowl. Look at the four teams that were in the championship games. The Buffalo Bills average 30 a game. The Commanders hadn't lost in 10 weeks and were scoring like crazy, even though they had a tough time stopping people. Mm. The Eagles, the number one rush team, you look at Patrick Mahomes, and they didn't score like they normally do, but they put up 32 for the first time all season because they had to. Here's what I'm getting to. The NFL and the rules in the NFL, and you ask these defensive coaches, and they'll tell you, it's an offensive league. You have to be able to score. And we got a coach 4 years ago that came in and said, we got to be able to score more. And I don't know how long Matt Ryan's going to be here. I think, as Mike likes to say, he'll be here for a couple of years. He was here one. And then you got caught up in drafting offensive guys because the whole notion was, well, we got to have an explosive offense. I understand the premise. I do. But when you say, like, hey, they're not focused on defense, all these teams realize now you got to get one quarterback. Two, you got to get explosive guys on the outside. And, Mike, you got to be able to put the ball in the end zone because the rules play to your favor. Now, with that said, does it mean that they shouldn't address the defense? No. Guys, we just haven't been lucky enough. I know this sounds corny. Right. We haven't been lucky enough to get the right guy.
No, and look, you said it. I mean, the first year of the collaboration, you had a coach, you brought this up the other day. You know what, Arthur's, maybe Terry said, hey, I'll acquiesce to the coach, give him what he wants. You know, we got a lot of needs on this team. Now, most fans said, what the are we doing with a tight end? But that's what Arthur wanted. Next year, we got a wide receiver because Ridley split. We got a wide receiver.
Running
Bijan.
Back.
Bijan was too good to pass up. Now, only
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time will tell. I still believe that Jalen Carter will have a rock star career, and Bijan certainly is already in the middle of one. You know, and Jalen Carter's going to a Super Bowl, and hopefully we'll get there. I just don't think that has to be that zero-sum game, but there are a lot of folks who feel that Jalen Carter was the transformative piece you had to have if you want to have that linchpin for your defense. So that, but that gets back to the philosophy the caller pointed out.
No, it does. We got time for Ramil. Well, no, we do. Ramil, you're up next. I want to grab you here. Thank you guys for calling in. You can too at 404-726-0929. Really good stuff, man. Because listen, this is the you know, therapeutic for us. It really is. Ramil, what do you think? What's your scale? 1 to 10.
I guess you could say instead of 5, I guess you could say I'm looking at it with the glass half full, but it's half full of some dark liquor to drink. But I'm saying to hit it, it's going to come up the season. So, you know, I'm just out of all this positive, toxic positivity, collaborative. I guess if they got a positive attitude and creating a perfect ethos, maybe the players are happy, but they still ain't winning games. I don't want to hear about the vibes are different at Flowery Brands. Like, I don't care about hip-hop stuff like that no more. It's different every year, but it still get the same results on the field. So,
see? Frustrating. That's me. That's what I'm talking about. Me, whenever I say, what do I say every year? It's a new vibe.
Frustrating.
See, I'm part of the problem, Carl. That's why I'm going to be Missouri Mike this year.
Whatever.
Prove it to me. Show me.
Ramil, thank you so much. And listen, when you're winning eight games,
yeah,
it doesn't make you feel like this thing is progressing. But I'm here to tell you, it is. It is, but I get it. I know it doesn't feel that way. We just won 7 games, dude. Okay, we won 8 games. When are we going to win 10 or 12?
Gotta fix that D, Joe. It's all about the D, Joe.
Starts with the D. All right, man, we got more to get to. Strong Arm Story of the Day is coming up. Before we tell you that we should have probably had him, but that's not going to happen now, we got to tell you that coming soon, We have new photos and headshots of Dukes and Bell.
Now, I know, Chris, behind the glass, you might be nonplussed, but Chris got a headshot today. Orin will get a headshot.
He will get a headshot.
We're going to get you one.
That was a weird moment in the office of Conte. He was like, did you get a headshot? I didn't think I was supposed to get one. You were in the text thread, weren't you? He's like, yeah. He's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So there we go.
For those who don't speak the lingo, that's just been a profile picture, your face, a headshot in the business. And the reason we bring it up is in car radios that show you Dukes and Bell or on the internet, the website. We are literally, that's 10, 11 years old, that photo. There's been some changes. I got hair.
Yeah,
I lost some LBs. You lost some weight.
That's true.
I mean, we looked like, and they put us in suits. We looked like pit bosses in Atlantic City, you know? Well, give them a marker for five and that's in. 5,000, I'm cutting you off. We look like shady either ambulance chasers or pit bosses in a casino. Either way, those images will be updated, and then you'll get to see what Chris looks like when Chris is hosting at night.
Yes.
Anyway, special time in a radio host's life when he gets a fresh headshot.
It's true, and the best thing about it was today it didn't take all day. We've done this stuff in the past, like the Falcons have asked us to do stuff like this, and you know we've gone in. And it's cool, but, you know, it's literally like, are we at a model photo shoot here? What is this, Gucci? Or what are we doing? Like, today I walked in, and it was like, done.
That's the way.
Done.
Because we're dudes. That's it.
Turn to your left, dude. Turn to your right.
Now, I'm familiar with that, having been pinched a few times, but it was that we actually did a nice job with our shots.
It was great. It was great. But, no, I'm with you, man.
Always smile for your mugshot. Dad always said that.
Well, you didn't do it. I like the fact that we're going to have some new shots up there, so make sure you check that out. We can't tell you when. I mean, it could be next week. who knows?
Yeah, the good news is we got freshies. Hey, man, real quick, you and I were just talking off the air about something that would kind of look like the Braves let that thing slide.
So Max Scherzer was looking to sign a short-term deal, and he has. It is not with our Braves. But I want to go back and tell you that about a month or so ago, there was a throwing session that Max Scherzer had where various teams were there in attendance, including our Braves, because everybody wanted to see Mike. To your point, he had an injury.
Only started nine games for the Rangers last year.
So people were like, all right, let's see what he's got. Let me see how he looks. So we were there, which means we were poking around.
Right.
But then to hear today that one of the best pitchers of his generation has signed with the Blue Jays for a measly $15.5 million. And I say that, guys, because you know what the going rate is.
Right.
Now, coming off the injury, he was going to get less, and that's fine. But you're telling me we couldn't have done this to add to our starting pitching and take a risk?
Right.
I mean, seriously, like, we took a risk on Chris Sale. We couldn't have done this to take a risk on Max Scherzer?
I mean, I get it. You know, he is one of the greatest pitchers of this generation. But again, he and Verlander just showing the wear and tear. But just for the price, you're right. I mean, look, for $15.5 million, we're not talking about you or me winning the lottery, guys and ladies in your car. We're just talking about, you know, how the Braves generally operate. Would you rather go with Grant Holmes, Kenny Powers, or would you want to see Ian Anderson, or would you like to roll the dice for $15.5 million on Max Scherzer?
Scherzer.
Yeah. And I like those guys, but I mean, if I have to hear one more, and this is it. This is basically, this is it for Ian Anderson. It's either you hold him or fold him. You'll be somewhere else because they can't send him back down. So either you make it or you don't. And we like Grant Holmes, and he's a hell of a comeback story for a guy who's been in the minors for a while. But this is where, knowing how the Braves, whether they admit it or not, because they have gotten into the top 10 in payroll, but still light years away from the top three, they have to work with the budget. But this would be, you know, kind of an Alex surprise you didn't, because that price, that's very much in the Braves' price range,
no,
you'd think.
I agree. I'm like,
yes. I mean, that's a proven commodity. Now, I get it. At this stage, and everybody's seen what, I mean, DeGrom, all these guys go to the Texas Rangers and they don't play. But I'd run that up the flagpole.
No doubt. So it's a one-year deal. And again, as we approach spring training, you know, will they add arms? Yeah, Mike, I think they will. But remember, AA came on, Alex Anthopoulos, and told us, here's who's vying for a spot in the rotation. Right. He laid it out for us. And so, meanwhile, the Dodgers just continue to stack pitcher on top of pitcher on top of pitcher. All right, we'll see what happens. But that one is a little surprising just based on the price. sometimes price will run your way. Other times, price will keep you in the game.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited about getting guys healthy. There are certainly, you know, we just talked about the, you know, where's your head at as far as the Falcons. Mm-hmm. There are some ifs involved with the Braves. I mean, you're assuming that, you know, Austin Riley will just get back to being the man he was.
Hitting.
And just roll.
Yeah.
That Michael Harris. And when were you talking about Money Harris, by the way, Chris? When's that coming up?
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow's show.
Tomorrow at 4:20.
Can't wait. So we have not talked to him since he was a rookie, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So anyway, Harris will be on the show. And the thing Carl joked around with me last year Carl's like, well, he's coming back here. Well, he better hit the ground running. And he did.
He did.
Money Harris was money. I mean, literally. So those guys got to do their thing. I like the ProFar thing. Even if ESPN Plus doesn't, who gives
do
a crap? I mean, you've upgraded at the corners until Acuna's 100%. And then ProFar will likely be the starter in left.
Yamamoto. Ohtani.
By the way.
Snell.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. Class now. And this is ridiculous. I'm just looking at the Dodgers. They've got five guys that could easily be the number one for any other team in Major League Baseball.
See, as you said, we got into this the other day talking with Grant, and we mentioned it last Friday talking to our buddy Steve Koonin, because he knows the business of sports, being the CEO of the Hawks. It's just, that's an untenable business model. You cannot have Pac-Man with the Dodgers grabbing everything. I mean, and yes, if the Yankees and Dodgers, you know, by rights of payroll should have been World Series champions every year,
sure.
You got to be clutch, because we know the Braves certainly should be up there. But man, it just seems like I know before I even say it out of my mouth, it's just not fair, because it's not fair. It's freaking unfair. It's not right. You know, the Dodgers, you need to have, and I'll get off my soapbox, you need a damn salary cap for baseball. It's worked in every other pro sport. It works. It makes sense. Small market teams have the same shot as the big market
teams.
What
are we're fifth in the payroll?
Yeah, yep. It's either fifth or sixth. They're still right there. But to Mike's point, the gap is so wide between fifth and first that it's becoming
a
joke.
When you have the Yankees complaining about the Dodgers spending, right, you know there's a problem.
Right.
You do. That's what's happened. So, either
I mean, we're like a couple Bezos weekends behind those other teams. You know what I mean? It's frustrating. Now, the thing is, if everybody performs like they did in 21, now, in 21, they made amazing moves. The bullpen, you know, the night shift, all that. Some Braves fans still in their bag over Minter. I think that was I kind of expected that conclusion. Some guys are still upset about that Minter winds up with the Mets. And he said what you expect him to say. He's going to compete for the Mets. But, man.
He was okay last year.
Yeah, but he wasn't the same guy, if we're honest.
No.
There was a slight, or maybe pronounced fall off, depending on how you look at it.
The sentimental thing with the night shift is real, because people know how cool that bullpen was. But he wasn't.
And Matzik got hurt, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah, he wasn't great last year.
We got to get some more dudes for that. We need more arms. Still need more arms for the bullpen, if not for the starting pitcher.
The key, though, to your point, and we'll talk to Michael Money Harris about this tomorrow, is guys getting back to being themselves. Right? We don't need superheroes. We just need guys to get back to being themselves, and that is the key to scoring runs, putting pressure on opposing pitchers, and all the things that we did when we were really good. We didn't do any of that last year because nobody hit. And I literally mean nobody. So that's going to be the key. But we'll see where this thing goes. Hey, want to mention this because we talked about it earlier today, and that is Miggy is back, guys. Miguel Almiron back as a member of Atlanta United. We talked to Jason Longshore earlier today. The full interview is online at odyssey.com, Mike. But an exciting day, an exciting time for Atlanta United fans to know that Miggy is back.
I'm really stoked. Got tickets for opening night. It'll be Saturday, February 22nd. Montreal's in town. But Miggy, safe to say, will be wearing that 10. It's going to be a blast. And as we said, this is not one of those nostalgia moves. This isn't a guy who's washed up coming back. This guy serves and fills a need on this team. The speed, the athleticism. You know, we got Saba. We got some finishers. We got some pieces. And the BBC is reporting that Emmanuel Latelap is coming to Atlanta.
That's
the deal is coming down. We're going to pay some 20-some-odd million to get him over here. So, guys, we got some real – they're called DPs. If you want to think about it from a cap standpoint, you're big dogs. You know, you're big free agents. It's huge. I just think, man, we're talking about, you know, where's your head at for Braves or for the, you know, for the Hawks. Man, I'm excited about United for the first time in a long time. I mean, granted, I was excited last, you know, March, and they didn't win a game for 2 months. But I think we're going to get the juice back, baby, is the point I'm making about the five stripes.
I think for me, Mike, right now, and again, I got to wait to see how they play. We had the manager on, our new manager last week, and he knows what he wants to do, which is good. I only say that to say some guys get jobs and they're like, let me see what the personnel is and we'll fix, you know, the scheme and our tactics around that. He came in, and I think, Mike, from the jump, along with Garth Lagerwey and company, was like, these guys don't fit with what we want to do. Right. So we have to change the pieces. And I think, to me, that is the thing. Like, Garth told us even last year, like, okay, we're going to get there, guys. Just, you know, hold on. We're trying to work around what is already in place, but we got to wait. I think the most important thing is how they've gone about that. They said they were going to change some major pieces. Mike, they've done it. They said they were going to spend some money. They've done it. Right. And now we got to see how it looks, but we think it's going to look really good because of what the manager told us as to how he wants to play. You can tell me how you want to play, but you got to have the guys to do it.
If you want to think of it, if you're not a soccer fan, the way the Braves were able to make the playoffs, you know, granted they couldn't beat the Padres, it would be like the Braves, the United made the playoffs and the Braves beat the Padres, only to lose the next round.
Right.
That was very unexpected. You beat Messi, heh, all those legends of Barcelona, that was a great finish last year. Things are exciting, man. We spoke with a new manager. I got to be honest. Now, if I can get the same juice in a few months from what the Falcons do in the draft, wouldn't that be swell?
It would be great. It would be absolutely incredible. We back, son. We back. Hey, man, coming up, we got some more football to talk about, and includes the Eagles maybe getting a guy back. Pretty cool story, to be honest with you, because, you know, when they say, well, he could be back for the Super Bowl. Well, you got to make the Super Bowl, and they did. We'll tell you about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we count down to Super Bowl 59, and we'll do a lot more of this next week. Reminder, tomorrow we're out at Twin Peaks Kennesaw. Come join us. We'd love to have you come out and hang out with us. Again, this hour brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys, it's Thursday, and that means buy one, get one boneless wings at Buffalo Wild Wings. Mike, the Eagles, we were just talking off the air, and we said, look, they're loaded. But they may be getting one of their best players back in Brandon Graham, who was sidelined since late November with a torn tricep. But the Eagles have opened up a practice window for him, and there's a chance that he might potentially join the Eagles for the Super Bowl and play Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow, that's a hell of a story, man. Another dude. And we talked about it with Hugh Douglas, if you heard that conversation. Big Hugh, I mean, it was Ndamukong Suh and Fletcher Cox. Jordan Davis was a rookie, and he was in the rotation. But now you throw in everybody, and Jalen Carter, the difference he makes, all the other additions that Howie Roseman put together. You could argue that they're going to bring a new set of problems for Patrick Mahomes up the middle and just pressuring him and doing the things that, you know, that they kind did in the first game.
They did.
Maybe much better now this second time around.
I'm with you on that. And then the other thing with the Eagles, and then we have another NFL story that we got to get to, guys, and it has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. You want to stay tuned. Stay there. Landon,
some dirty stuff.
That's sick. Landon Dickerson, Mike, his injury may affect their offensive line. We're talking about the Eagles. Cam Jurgens, all these guys, they're trying to figure out what this is going to look like. Jurgens did not start in the NFC Championship game against Washington, but, you know, he was called into action when Dickerson was sidelined for the second half. They have some offensive line issues that they've got to figure out before the Super Bowl. The guess is
one guy couldn't walk, one guy had a bad back, basically.
Will they be healthy enough to play, though?
Yeah.
Is this enough time to get them right?
I think it's you and me with an ache and pain trying to get an appointment.
No way.
I'll see you in 3 weeks. These guys actually have a doctor right there.
You're right.
But, yeah, they'll get the stuff and they'll get the treatment. They'll be okay. The other side of the ball, Chiefs signed veteran DJ Humphreys, and then they figured he'd be ready to rock and roll at left tackle, right? And now you find out that Joe Thuney is going to be maybe kicking out to the tackle spot in this game. It'll probably be the same Andy Reid saying Thursday that basically Thuney will be playing that left tackle position. So that's interesting.
Yeah, they've had issues at that spot. And we talked a little bit about this going into the championship game. The left tackle position for the Chiefs has been a point of contention. So we'll see how they figure that out and if he's going to be the answer. But they've rotated. Mike, there have been three guys that have rotated over there this season.
Right.
So, and they started a rookie. He got killed, and then they were like, oh, we got to find an answer. All right, we will see, because, guys, more reports will come in next week. Obviously, the build-up to the Super Bowl, teams will be making their way down there. But we got to talk about this story with the Ravens kicker. If you have not heard, you're just joining us, Justin Tucker. And this just didn't happen. So 6 massage therapists have accused the Ravens kicker of inappropriate behavior during massage sessions. This was an article that was published by the Baltimore Banner today. And the incidents allegedly took place between 2012 and 2016 in the Baltimore area. Now, Mike, we've been talking about this today because first when we got the word, I was like, are you serious? And we didn't have the timetable.
Right.
Because I was like, you know, you just saw the Deshaun Watson situation, but this was before.
Yeah, at first we said, wow, wouldn't he have known better? Well, no, because it predates, to your point, Deshaun Watson. So 2012, he was a rookie. He goes all the way. That's when he started his run as a potential Hall of Fame kicker, as being one of the mess. And this year, obviously, he had a big fall off. But the alleged victims never filed police reports. The lawyers are saying that there was all sorts of untoward behavior. And very, I mean, I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but similar in nature to what Deshaun Watson was being accused of. Just things you shouldn't be doing if it's a professional massage session. You know, if you're going to some other place, a house of ill repute, there's services rendered for pay. This is not the case. What's interesting, though, is, you know, the timeline on this. We were going back and looking, you know, Me Too, and why wouldn't they have maybe made the move to bring litigation sooner? Are they trying to say maybe the Ravens were aware of this and that there's a bigger payday potentially in a lawsuit? Don't know. You and I said, you said it, but we've been saying it for years. My father used to say, there's only three sides to every story, his, hers, and what happened. But it is interesting when you've got multiple alleged victims. We'll see where it goes. Now, Justin Tucker issues a statement and says unequivocally that none of this stuff happened.
It's a long statement.
Yes, it is.
It's a long statement. Yeah.
And he goes on to talk about, you know, how his, you know, his obviously you're taking a hit in the community and how much it affects him and his family. Throughout my career as a professional athlete, I've always sought to conduct myself with the utmost professionalism. As you said, it's a long lot to it. But right now, you know, as we said, allegations are flying, but we'll see where this goes. There were, as I mentioned, never a criminal complaint made back in 2012 to 16.
So, and again, these are all allegations. Nothing, we do not know if this is true, but we've seen this story. You've seen how it played out for Deshaun Watson, where everybody said, oh, that's crazy. Why would he do that? We don't know. And then, repeat what you said to us earlier about this, as people have been now poking around as you have these internet cops who do this. And what happened with some of the information they found out about Justin Tucker?
So, yeah, going back to 2021, here's a tweet, for example, November 29th, 2021. Justin Tucker is canceled, but it's not my place to provide the reason. Let's just say he's been told by many massage places to never come back. Oh. And this was one of several tweets that people had posted in the year 2021 about Justin Tucker being banned from massage places and spas.
Hmm. Yeah. So
in and around the Baltimore area.
Yeah. I mean, you and I were talking about this. There's kids in the car. I'll keep it above board. Is this a fetish thing?
I don't know.
I guess there's other ways. I mean, one, you could argue to, you know, do your thing, but this is one that there's places off the interstate you can go.
Right.
I mean, this is a professional massage. You're an athlete, and they're expected to give a professional, especially a kicker, legs, et cetera. You know, okay, be ready to roll, but not do that.
I told you this earlier. I mean, like, you said you don't like people touching your body. I enjoy massages.
I mean, right people.
I enjoy massages, but I also respect the profession. Like that's the thing about this, Mike. Are you just thinking, well, I'm going to go get a massage, and because of who I am, I'm going to allow, they are, you know, I'm allowed to do whatever I want? I don't know, like, how you go into this thinking about it. But the fact of the matter is, when you have a situation like this, Justin Tucker is going to deny and certainly say, hey, that's not how this went down. I said this to Mike earlier, and for everybody goes, well, you know, these women should have came out. Remember, and I think there's, you know, there's always a timeline when things like this, Mike, and I'm not talking about the events. I'm simply saying there was a before Me Too and an after. Did we go too far with it? Maybe. But the fact is that there were women who were being abused, Mike, and certainly not being able or felt like they weren't able to speak out. This is prior to that. So if everybody's like, well, I don't understand, I don't know about you, but in 2012, if you're telling me I'm in a room with the star kicker for the Baltimore Ravens and now it's his word against mine, Mike, am I really going to, you know, I encourage women to speak up if there's a situation like this, but it's not easy. And so all I'm saying is, you're right, they didn't file charges, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
No, as we said, that's why I always say there's three sides to every story. On this show, we always give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Just for instance, you know, what happened with Kobe Thomas and, you know, things that happened, but the Harvey Weinstein, when the story dropped in New York Times, that was in the fall of 2017. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you're talking about momentum and when you would, like, bring something to light about a professional athlete who,
well,
you know.
It happened across all fields.
Right. I mean,
right?
Sports, pop culture, entertainment,
television.
Politics.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So, anyway, I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying the timing is curious to do this 8 years after the fact. But either way, see where that goes. Justin Tucker said there's a long statement that he released saying that, like, this is, my family's involved and this is humiliating. affiliating this and that, so you can read that. Meanwhile,
NFL is aware, by the way.
Yeah, NFL Network's, NFL Network reporting, they've got their own security guys and they're going to investigate. Mm. I mean, it's just, you were just talking about, Kai hit me and goes, what do you mean you don't like a massage, Mike? No, I do. The problem is, I don't.
Did I misquote you?
No, you're right. I generally don't. Because when I can't speak for everybody else, just speaking for me. If it is, happens to be an attractive female and you're getting a massage, as I said earlier to Carl, I got to start thinking about like algebra and like who played third base for the Mets in the 70s. Mm. You know, because otherwise you get yourself into a compromising position, dare I say. But I think, I don't know, for some guys, if
you
this
will,
is...
You will not allow, it's your prerogative, right. A man to massage you?
Not my vibe.
Okay.
No. Okay. Yeah. I remember one time we were out at in Vegas, and I forget who I was. Oh, it was with the Tony. We're going to massage, man, because we played golf that day. And I was like, I'm Sven. I'm like, So I don't want to do that, but I don't want to do the other thing based on my man. Does that make any sense? Does it make any sense if I'm trying to thread the needle on the massage subject? Orin just went, yeah. I mean, because for instance, last time I got a massage, it was my wedding day. It was part of the resort deal.
Yeah.
My wife, you know, you get the resort. So you're on the table. Your wife's across from you and down in Jamaica overlooking the Caribbean. Yeah, it's beautiful and all that, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And it's together.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you're not in a room alone.
No, but the masseuse would look like Shirley from What's Happening.
Oh, wow. I will say
what's beautiful is on the inside, Orin. I'm just saying it wasn't, you know, like Halle Berry was doing it, which then would have elicited a different response.
I will say this. I've had men, masseuses or massage, give me a massage.
Masseurs.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm not thought about it.
It's deep tissue massage. You're getting the job done. You're
correct.
Relief, right?
Yes, that's kind of how I'm thinking about it, Mike. I'm like, yo, this hurts. Get in there and make it not hurt. And so I'm, you know, that's how I'm thinking. Mm. But I know there are some men are like, man, I'll never let another man touch me. Okay, fine. I hear you.
All right, Playboy.
Yes. But if, you know, I'm going for a massage and they're like, Ken is our best masseuse.
Right.
Well, give me Ken then. Okay.
No, I mean, I'm just thinking, yeah, at the Hard Rock is back, like, when the rehab was still cooking, and they'd have like the massage. They come to the cabana and you get a massage at the cabana. And you got like a knockout, an 11. And I'm just like, That's too much. Carl, that's too hot to handle for me.
I understand.
Man.
You're saying a lot of pressure for you. I get you. I'm just, I'm curious, man. I don't know if it's a thing or not, but obviously, if in fact this turns out to be true, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, then you're telling me, and Mike, here's the other part, like, how many other NFL cats are trying to do? Because now you're telling me within a short span, you had two guys who were doing a similar thing who probably didn't know each other and knew nothing about what each other were doing. Right.
Everybody's got jokes now. See this? Everybody's got jokes.
What's the joke?
Apparently the Browns are interested in Justin Tucker. Everybody's got jokes now. Everybody's got jokes. Now, Bob, another guy. Oh, I hear Bob Kraft is really hot on Justin Tucker.
Hey, leave Bob Kraft out of this.
Again, two consenting adults.
That's right. And he was paid.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's a different deal.
There's a service expected and a service rendered, as opposed to doing something with a masseur or masseuse is not expecting you to be doing.
No. I agree. All right, man. More on this. We'll see.
Thank you, Kyle and Mike. I could use you as defense attorneys next time.
Well,
save me some money.
We'll see where it goes. Honestly, it was a funny story with Bob Kraft, but no harm, no foul, man. He's divorced. Well, his wife has passed. Right. I mean, like, come on.
I think down there, if I remember correctly, the feds tried to turn it into like it was like kidnapping, and they were trying to rope in like this ring, and it was nothing to do with Bob Kraft.
Yeah, I've got a friend that lives down there where that even
trafficking.
Happened.
It was trafficking. No, that wasn't the case.
No, it was not.
Not involving Bob Kraft.
Good point. Yeah, because they tried to put that on him. Right. But they live down there by that area, and it was funny because the whole joke was, how did you guys know it was Bob Kraft? And they were like, the Bentley. He'd drive a Bentley into this like shopping mall little area.
You know, it's funny. We talk about burner phones. Should an NFL owner have a burner car? You know, Bob, I took your advice. I parked my Corolla out front.
So I laughed at that. But yeah, man, no harm, no foul for me on that. All right, coming up, guys, we got to talk about the Hawks. They're on the road tonight. They play at Cleveland, then they're at Indiana, and then at Detroit. But the bigger thing is rumors are flying about who they might be potentially trying to move. Now, we had a great conversation earlier in the show with our guy from Spot Track. And he was telling us, you know, about all this stuff earlier. Keith Smith.
Yep.
And he was saying, you know, the idea is to improve your team, but not take away from your team. Mike, that's going to be hard to do while in the position that we're in.
Now, some of the names that we thought before the season began, going all the way back to this offseason, you and I thought maybe Capella with an expiring contract would be something they would think about. But then this year, honestly, Clint's been doing his job. We know his limitations on the offensive side, you know, missing bunnies, et cetera. But he's, you know, he's certainly solid, clean in the glass. And then Bogey. And we knew that Bogey for some teams might be the right fit. We were hoping that we'd be the team where Bogey would continue to be that big shooter off the bench, right?
Yeah.
So we'll get into some of these things. One thing for certain, other than maybe a lateral move to maybe bring some size in, there's another player from the Suns. Lauren Williams had that today from AJC. We'll kick some names around, but it's not like you're going all in. They're going to stay out of the cap. They're going to stay out of that luxury tax.
All right, 6 o'clock hour straight ahead. Hawks at 6:30 with the pregame. They tip at 7. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.